This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You know, I think I mentioned this the other day. When John Glenn's widow, Annie, passed away this week, she had lived to the ripe age of 100 years old, a century. And they have attributed her death COVID-19. And they're counting all of these deaths in certain places. You know, the guideline has been, if COVID-19 is present at time of death, it is a COVID-19 death. And all of this concern about this began with modeling. We wouldn't have been nearly as concerned about some of this stuff as modeling, because COVID-19, well, that was here in 2019. But so, you know, coming from Imperial College epidemiologist Neil Ferguson, he was the yahoo behind the disputed research that sparked the mass culling of 11 million sheep and cattle during the 2001 outbreak of foot and mouth disease. And then they found out that, you know, he was wrong. They killed 11 million head of livestock. He also predicted 150,000 people would die. And in that one, 200 people passed away, which, of course, is still unfortunate. It is not 150,000. In 2002, he predicted that 50,000 people would likely die from exposure to BSE, which is mad cow disease, in beef. In the UK, there were 177 deaths from BSE. Once again, unfortunate. And once again, not 50,000. In 2005, he predicted that up to 150 million people could be killed from bird flu. And in the end, only 282 people died worldwide from the disease between 2003 and 2009. In 2009, a government estimate based on his advice said a reasonable worst-case scenario was that the swine flu would lead to 65,000 British deaths. In the end, swine flu killed 457 people in the UK. Last March, you know, May, April, March, 3 months ago, he admitted that his Imperial College model of the COVID-19 disease was based on undocumented 13-year-old computer code that was intended to be used for a feared influenza pandemic rather than a coronavirus. And that's actually sort of substantial. That's sort of a big deal. He declined to release his original code so other scientists could check his results. And he released a heavily revised set of code recently after a six-week delay. So the real scandal behind all of this stuff in this run-up to COVID-19 is, why would anybody listen to this guy? You've never heard of this guy before this, right? You've never heard of this guy before this. This is the guy where you have been locked down for the last 2 months. This is the guy that started that ball a-rolling. The reason you've never heard of this guy before is because he's never gotten anything right. Most of the time you have to establish a reputation. But, why would anybody listen to this guy? That's a very good question. When Ferguson was in the news a few months ago, why wasn't there more discussion of his atrocious track record? Or was his track record not so bad? Well, you can do a Google search and turn up an op-ed by Bob Ward referring to Ferguson's conclusions as evidence about Britain's political media complex finds too difficult to accept. Regarding the foot and mouth disease, he wrote, Ferguson received an OBE in recognition for his important role in the crisis, or that he was afterwards elected a fellow of the prestigious Academy of Medical Sciences. That's not ringing any bells for me. This reminds me too much of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, but maybe there's more of the story that I haven't heard. And I'd have to see the exact quotes that are being referred to in the paragraphs that, everybody references on this. And, for example, what did Ferguson exactly say when he predicted that up to 150,000 people could die of foot and mouth disease? Did he say, I expect it will be under 200 deaths if we cull the herds, but otherwise it could be up to 2,000 or more, and worst case, it could be even as high as 150,000? Or did he say, 150,000 people, buy your gravestones now while supplies last? It would be good to see the quotes of that particular thing. But if Ferguson really did have a series of previous errors, then why would anybody listen to this guy? Now, there's a lot of people that would ask that rhetorically, but we have to actually ask this specifically in our case. And here's a few possibilities. Ferguson didn't really make all those errors. If you look into his actual statements, he was sane and reasonable. Okay, that could be. But we can't base this. We can't evaluate this based on the information available. Number two, nobody realized Ferguson had made all those errors, and that's true of me because I'd never heard of the guy. And we may be coming to a real explanation with this one. If a researcher is success, you can find evidence of it. You see lots of citations and prestigious positions. But if a researcher makes mistakes, it's more of a secret. And Google the name and you'll find some criticism, but it's hard to know what to make of it. Because online criticism doesn't seem like hard evidence. Even published papers criticizing published work, that typically doesn't have the impact of the original publication. Or three, Ferguson played a role in the system. He told people what they wanted to hear, or at least what some people wanted to hear. And maybe he played the role of professional doomsayer. And there might be something to that one, too. And you might say, sure, but if they wanted a doomsayer, why not find someone who hadn't made all these bad predictions? But this misses the point. If someone's job is to play a role, to speak from the script, no matter what the data say, then going, doing bad work is kind of a positive qualification in that it demonstrates one's willingness to play a role. Then there is number four, reputational incumbency effect. Once someone is considered an expert, they stay an expert, absent unusual circumstances, like in the in the case of Dr. Oz, for example, who's an expert because people consider him an expert. Or number five, low standards. We've talked about that before. Lots of tenured and accoladed professors in top universities do very bad work. I'm not just talking about scandals like Pizzagate or that ESP paper or epic embarrassments like the Hemicanes. I'm talking more about everyday mediocrity like best-selling books or papers in top journals that are constructed out of weak evidence. The point is, what it takes to be a celebrated academic is to have some successes. And you're defined by the best thing you did, not by the worst. Maybe that's a good thing, because lots of people can do bad work. Doing bad work doesn't make you special. But doing good work, that's something. And some of these celebrity academics have never done any wonderful work. They're benefiting from the general principle. But if the goal is policy advice now, maybe it's better to judge people by their worst. Not that we're any better here in the U.S., where these academics had any influence on the government at all. Screaming at people in the press wouldn't be a big long-term solution, but it would be a start. We need to start paying attention more to people that actually have accomplished something and not some quack out there that writes a paper. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Fox News is reporting that on the latest legal activities against primarily Democrat governors and their emergency orders aimed ostensibly, so the proposition goes, at reducing the spread of coronavirus, raising a question about whether these state chief executives have overstepped their authority. Could it be? In Wisconsin, Democrat Governor Tony Evers was slapped down by the state Supreme Court, which nullified his safer-at-home order on the grounds that his administration did not have the power to unilaterally impose the restrictions without the input of the state legislature. In Oregon, Monday, a county circuit court judge handed Democrat Governor Kate Brown a setback by declaring her emergency order extension null and void, but the decision was blocked hours later by the state Supreme Court. The Oregon High Court issued a stay pending a full review of the case. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker sued in federal court by the Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition, and Commonwealth Second Amendment, Inc., issued a reopening plan that includes firearm retailers and gun ranges on a list of businesses that can operate with certain restrictions. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been under fire for weeks leading to the demonstrations at the Capitol in Lansing, and she's being sued by Republican state lawmakers challenging her extension of an emergency order that locked down the state weeks ago. That one, Michigan, there's been a couple of things that have happened, like around here in where I live in the upstate of South Carolina. We had a tornado touchdown, and because everything was locked down, nobody got hurt because nobody was out there in the street. Michigan over the last, Michigan this week has had a lot of flooding. They've had a dam, you know, burst. And, you know, there's some parts of Michigan that may be under 9 feet of water right now. I don't know if there's any data on how many people had to evacuate. I don't know how many people may have passed away due to, you know, been killed in this flood. But when you're at home and you have to stay at home, I would think that would exacerbate something like that. But I'm just speaking out of hand. The list of all of these governors, as detailed by Fox News, goes on. And the governors involved here almost uniformly argue that they've done it, what they've done is necessary to stem the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. One Republican, Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio, has also been sued by gym operators, the Fox story said. We get this from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. It's insulting, it's dangerous, and people's safety and health have now been put at risk. Here in my state, you know, the governor got out there the other day and said, we may have to do this again. I don't understand why members of our government have to get out there and make those kind of statements, because we already see what's happening in Florida and in Texas, which Florida and Texas have bigger, you know, they have bigger populations each than New York. And they've opened back up, and they don't have more death. They have less death. Being locked in, just the effects of the lockdown is causing death in some cases. And we have something being lost in perspective, or is it being deliberately deflected? The question among grassroots activists fighting back against shutdowns and demanding their states reopen isn't whether the coronavirus isn't serious and people are getting sick. We know that. We know that people are getting sick, and we know who the targeted groups are by the disease. And we can, you know, we can protect them while at the same time going out and working and being open and letting the economy come back. The question is whether the governors can actually do what they've done. Oregon's Brown, according to the lower court ruling, extended her order beyond a 30-day limit without involvement of the legislature. every executive has a little bit of leeway to do something in the immediate need. I have no doubt about that. I have no doubt about that. And they should, because sometimes you don't need to wait on people to sit down and have a conference and a meeting and call a vote. Sometimes you need to do something right that minute. But that's why you have it, and then you have a 30-day limit on it, because that gives the legislator chance to get together with other legislators and put together what they think they need to do. Governors who are ordered gun shops closed or left them off arbitrary lists of essential businesses have been challenged on Second Amendment grounds. When an official includes a marijuana shop to remain open but closes a gun shop, activists have argued that this wasn't about keeping people healthy, but using a crisis to impose their gun control agenda. They'll do that even if they know it's temporary. If they get a little gun control, whether it's temporary or full-time or forever, they'll do it. Judge Andrew Napolitano, he contends the New Jersey stay-at-home order is unconstitutional. He said during an appearance on Fox and Friends, "We need more people to resist these unlawful incursions into freedom by the governors." It doesn't help clarify the situation when there's disagreement about COVID-19 data. If you want to find out, just enter COVID-19 deaths overstated on a favorite search engine, and you get differing opinions with headlines such as Colorado amends coronavirus death count, says fewer have died of COVID-19 than previously reported, along with the report at Business Insider that contends comparisons of the number of deaths from the coronavirus and the seasonal flu likely undercount the former and overcount the latter, according to a new report from two doctors. Forbes published a report on this last week, which may answer lots of questions, but raise new ones. But this doesn't answer the original question, whether state governors have overstepped their authority by shutting down their states and essentially closing down the economy. It could be argued that they are far more responsible for the crashed economy and skyrocketing spike in unemployment in March and April, and that's why the lawsuits challenging emergency orders are important. They could place limits on gubernatorial authority, or at least provide roadmaps for state lawmakers on where the lines should be drawn. But once again, going back to what started all of this, we're all going to die stuff coming out of England. It makes me wonder if we're going to react to that kind of information, what else are we going to react to? What kind of other stupidity is going to pop up, and we're going to say, okay, shelter in place, wear a mask. You got to wear a mask even when you're outside by yourself. And in the meantime, other details dribble out, like you can't catch coronavirus now off of a surface. That coming from the CDC. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All gates remain closed as an active shooter has been neutralized at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, leaving one security force member injured. The facility has been on lockdown since early Thursday morning. Senators are looking into the impacts of coronavirus on the elderly.
COVID-19 has brought tremendous hardship and tragedy, imposing a deadly toll on seniors in particular.
Opening a hearing, Maine Republican Susan Collins noted the ongoing problems in nursing homes. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is asking President Trump for a federal emergency declaration to help the response to this week's catastrophic flooding in Midland County. The area has seen 6 to 8 inches of rain over the last 48 hours, causing two dams to fail. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Some researchers claim tens of thousands of lives could have been saved if the nation had taken action sooner when the coronavirus broke out. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
The federal government started recommending that states adopt stay-at-home orders and social distancing guidelines in mid-March, but the Columbia University study suggests that the U.S. could have saved nearly 36,000 lives from COVID-19 if that action had been taken just a week or two sooner. The study focused on infection rates in metropolitan areas and suggests that early action could have avoided more than 700,000 cases of the virus up to May 3rd.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since the coronavirus took hold of the United States has swelled to nearly 39 million. This as states continue to gradually reopen their economies and let people go back to work. Last week alone, 2.4 million people filed first-time jobless claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, have you ever heard of Dr. Jennifer Rager Kay? You could actually, if you looked at her name, it might say, you might look at it and say Rager. there's a few people that I have ever looked eye to eye, either with a picture or actually in person, and there's a few of them that I've done this with where I look at them and I'm like, there's really something different going on behind that. I've made the comparison from Shannon Watts to Lynette Squeaky Fromm from the Manson family, because, you know, there was a time when right after I read Helter Skelter and everything, I looked at the girls from the Manson family that took part in these killings. You could see that there was something behind those looks. And now we have Dr. Jennifer Rager, or Rager, okay, whatever you want to have, whatever you want to do. She is a doctor, an MD, and she must have missed the part of her medical school training in which they cover the Hippocratic Oath and the doctor's duty to first do no harm. She is also a member, an area school board member, of the Selins Grove, Pennsylvania Area School Board. And recently she decided to go to a private Facebook group and vowed to take deadly aim at anyone who approaches her without wearing a face mask. So if you're in Selins Grove, Pennsylvania, and you're not wearing a mask, and you're just walking by Dr. Jennifer Rager K, she's going to cap you. Coming from PennLive.com, Dr. Jennifer Rager K, I don't know if it's Rager or Rager, I'm going to say Rager just for the sake of the yucks. She posted the comment in reaction to a picture of anti-lockdown protesters last week in Harrisburg, many of whom who were not wearing masks. She wrote, "I find it interesting that the largest group of the participants in the anti-lockdown protest and refusing to wear masks in public, as they see it as a violation of their constitutional rights, are among those against a form of gun regulations. As a concerned carry permitted gun owner, if you refuse to wear a mask and try to come within 6 feet of me or my family, I will exercise the same constitutional rights to shoot you." Jennifer, you don't have a constitutional right to shoot anybody, okay? No, no you don't. That's not what the Second Amendment is about. Now, whether that was a private discussion or not, like just about everything on a social media site, the good doctor's intemperate threat was shared and the locals were not amused. Some have called for her to resign from the school board. In response to the kerfluffle, the Raging Rager K, a self-described lay minister, issued a standard non-apology apology. last year, she ran unsuccessfully as a Democrat for the State House seat that became vacant when Republican Fred Keller was elected to Congress. She issued this statement. "I would like to publicly acknowledge to anyone offended by my recent post regarding the hypocrisy of those who refuse to wear face masks yet walk around openly carrying guns." Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy inside? But along with her non-apology apology, she then sought to define the threat of death or bodily harm down, offering this justification for vowing to kill anyone who could potentially infect her or her loved ones with the coronavirus. "I am in a profession where the threat of someone approaching me not wearing a mask while in the midst of a pandemic is equivalent to the threat against my life, and just as it would be if they approached me with their gun drawn and pointed at me. I have no doubt that if she opens up and starts capping people for not wearing a mask, if they're 4.5 feet away from her, I'm sure a jury would see it exactly her way." But, one thing, though, was I said that prematurely because she wasn't finished rationalizing her death threat. She said, "Bioterrorism is, however, a real threat, and refusal to prevent and or the intentional release or dissemination of biological agents by not wearing a mask during a global pandemic is a clear example. I am sorry if my words were offensive or derogatory in any way. My concern and compassion for human life got the best of me." I get it now. It was her unremitting compassion for human life that caused her to threaten to kill and take from people human life. Yeah, I get it. Dr. Rager K would like the local community to know that she made the threat against approaching strangers with all kinds of due care and the utmost affection for her fellow man. She said, "My post was described as hateful, but hateful suggests a lack of love, and to me, lack of love is demonstrated by refusing to wear a mask out of love for those you encounter." Like all leftists, Rager K does not believe she's done anything wrong. She doesn't think she's done anything, beyond the pale. And she has no plans to resign from the local school board. I'd like to know where she is a doctor, if she's in private practice or something. But, is that not just the most interesting, insane thing you've ever heard in your life? So, by that By that same logic, right, since so if somebody's in a bar, they could possibly get into a car after they have imbibed too much, and I'm playing a stupid game here, go along with me. They could do that, and then, you know, I could see them, and I could say, wait a minute, they probably own a car, and they're drunk right now. They're probably going to get in that car. What if I'm on my way and they get in their car and they drive up and hit me and kill me and my loved ones? Should I just walk up on them and start popping them like I'm Scarface? You know, yelling Libertad, Libertad the whole time I'm doing it? Should I be doing that? This once again, there is no provision, Dr. Rager K, for preemptive self-defense. There is none. And, you know, since the CDC is, and I would love to know what you're a doctor of, and I'd love to know what you have to say about certain things, because the CDC keeps changing the story. They keep changing the script. And that's the part that I find very concerning, because you're just, you know, you're going with one version of it. What if it changes tomorrow? What if coming up on somebody that doesn't wear a mask, what if that gives you extra vitamin D? Are you still going to cap them? What if coming up on somebody, what if you come up on somebody that's not wearing a mask that has the antibodies in their blood? What if they're already immune to it and they actually are a boon to society if we decided to give plasma? Will you scrape that up after you cap us? Every now and again, I get an example of someone who should not be allowed to own a gun, purchase a gun, or something else. And here you go, Dr. Rager K. She looks at a gun and she looks at you, and if you're not doing exactly what she thinks you should do, she is going to cap you. I wonder what she'd do if she didn't like you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. A common joke in the American gun community goes a little something like this. Why do you carry a gun? Answer, because carrying a cop is too heavy. And this should not detract from the fact that many individuals in the United States own and carry a firearm for purely pragmatic reasons. And the simplest case for the right to keep and bear arms can be summarized in one sentence. You are ultimately responsible for your own safety and security. And that's the blue pill, or the red pill. That's the red pill. Yeah, I'm getting my pills mixed up. Evil exists in this world, and under the right circumstances, people can and will do unspeakable things to each other, as any student of the history or psychology will know. And those fortunate to live in a gated community and can afford armed security are often oblivious that most other people do not enjoy that same luxury. Many violent crimes take place and are over in a matter of seconds, and conversely are stopped in seconds that prevent the worst. Another popular saying goes, when seconds count, the police are only minutes away. In the United States, depending on where you live, police response time ranges from 9 minutes to over an hour. Right now, one in five New York police officers are currently out sick due to COVID-19. That's just New York. Police in multiple states have announced they will no longer respond to theft, burglary, break-ins. Given this current climate, it's not unreasonable to assume police will take a lot longer to arrive, if they do at all, and should someone dial 911. Then you need to understand that there is no legal obligation for the police to protect you, which is affirmed by the Supreme Court and multiple lower courts. You know, see Castle Rock versus Gonzalez, Warren versus the District of Columbia, Lozito versus New York City. Should the police fail to arrive or protect you when you need it, you can't even sue them for neglect. So given both the legal and logistical reality
you should be at this point primed and ready to take the initiative. Protect yourself should be, and that, you know, that should be as sensible as any other proactive measure, such as having a fire extinguisher in the home, jumper cables, you know, in the back of the car. Should disaster strike, preparedness will make all the difference in the world. Protecting your one and only life deserves no less preparation and investment, especially in our increasingly complex and uncertain world. And, you know, we actually have sort of a, we have a, actually quite blessed to be here. We live in a country with mostly stable institutions. But there are vivid examples when segments of society break down, many in not too distant memory. Like the 1992 LA riots, or the aftermaths of Hurricane Katrina, Florence, and Harvey. The authorities were overwhelmed, really overwhelmed, and unscrupulous individuals took advantage of the chaos to prey on others. Chaos is a lovely place for that to happen. Going by sheer numbers, almost all of us will encounter at least one black swan in our lifetime. The current COVID-19 pandemic and its aftermath are already the most trying times on the lives and livelihoods of Americans since the 9/11 terrorist attacks and the financial crisis of 2008-2009. What happens if an even deadlier natural or man-made catastrophe takes place? If the authorities haven't been incapacitated, displaced, or destroyed completely, whatever personnel and resources are left will be prioritized to protect the high-ranking government officials and their inner circle and critical government facilities and infrastructure. Thomas Sowell, economist, reminds us the first lesson of economics is scarcity. There's never enough of anything to fully satisfy all those who want it. Security is a resource, and it will become a scarce resource in certain cases. There's simply not enough boots on the ground that can guarantee all 330 million Americans will be protected at all times from all threats. In every emergency, decisions that are really tough are going to have to be made. And for what we know about past and present continuity of government plans, we know the ruling elites will be evacuated to a secure bunker in some undisclosed location, and you and me, we will be left to fend for ourselves. Now, every American school child is taught that we're all equal under the law. And given that fundamental truth, it's not unfair to demand that the average American citizen have access to the same means of security and protection that government officials, who are our servants and not our overlords, as they might think, insist on having for themselves while using taxpayer money to do it. So under the American political system, the right of self-defense cannot be limited to only a privileged few. No one, regardless of their socioeconomic status, can deny fundamental rights to others. The right to life is closely intertwined with the right to self-preservation. John Locke was a major influence on the philosophical foundation of the U.S. Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. He described the right of self-preservation as a fundamental law of nature. In his second treatise of civil government, he wrote, "The state of war is a state of enmity and destruction, and therefore declaring by word or action not a passionate and hasty, but a sedate, settled design upon another man's life, puts him in a state of war with him against whom he has declared such an intention, and so has exposed his life to the other's power to be taken away for him, or anyone that joins with him in his defense, and espouses his quarrel. It being reasonable and just, I should have a right to destroy that which threatens me with destruction. For, by the fundamental law of nature, man being to be preserved as much as possible, when all cannot be preserved, the safety of the innocent is to be preferred, and one may destroy a man who makes war upon him, or has discovered in, he's coming at you, he's just coming at you all the time. For the same reason that he may kill a wolf or a lion, because such men are not under the ties of common law of reason. They have no rule but that of force and violence, and so may be treated as beasts of prey, those dangerous and noxious creatures that will be sure to destroy him whenever he falls into their power." That's sort of a very wordy way of saying, if you don't want none, don't start none. And if you do, I'm here waiting for you, and I've got the same thing you've got, and I will destroy you before you destroy me. I have the capacity and the capability to do so. the philosophy of Locke and the other Enlightenment thinkers contributed a unique element to our political theory here in America. Fundamental rights do not come from the government. Never did. They predate the government. Human beings possess them simply by the virtue of being free and existing. And that includes a pre-existing natural right of self-defense and self-preservation. And as the Declaration of Independence emphasizes, they're unalienable, which means they cannot be taken and they cannot be given away. They are permanent and apply in all times and all places to all human beings, with or without the Second Amendment or any other statutory pronouncement. So, even without the existence of absolute rights, which, we know this. There is a strong prima facie right. There's a strong prima facie right to own a gun. And prohibiting private gun ownership constitutes both a major interference in gun owners' plans for their own lives, as well as a significant violation of their right to self-defense. So, yes, there are other forms of self-defense, without a doubt. I mean, you could learn how to be a stick fighter, a la the Philippines with Eskrima or Kali. You could be a hand-to-hand combat specialist. You could be a swordsman, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, for somebody, you know, that's going to be good for some people in a certain age group with a certain physical capability. But at the end of the day, Samuel Colt was right. God created man equal. And Sam Colt made it that way. I don't remember how the saying goes. You get what I'm saying. In time of scarcity, gun rights are paramount. Coming up next, time to go to Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.